Welcome to this episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. We're going to keep talking about money in this episode. In the previous episode, we talked about Jesus' conversation about paying taxes to Caesar. We're going to keep talking about money today, with the passage about money being the root of all evil. Have you ever been in conversation and someone says something like, "Well, you know that money is the root of all evil." And then someone else will say something like, wait, no, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil." And then everyone somehow just decides they couldn't possibly be guilty of loving money, and then they just move on. So what does it mean to love money? Why do we always seem to find a way to dismiss that as a problem that just other people have, particularly those who, I don't know, happen to have more money than we do? What is the love of money, and why is it the root of all evil? The phrase about the love of money being the root of all evil comes from the first letter to Timothy, chapter 6. In this section, Paul is telling Timothy what to teach, and he's warning him about other kinds of public teachers. In chapter 6, verse 4, Paul describes these teachers as conceited and controversial and quarrelsome, and he says the result of their teaching is envy and strife and friction. And he describes them as people who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. That's verse 5. And then Paul contrasts those teachers with what he wants Timothy to be like. So he's just said in verse 5 that these false teachers are those who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. In verse 6, he says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." He goes on to say that we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Notice that word over and over again, contentment. And then he goes on to say that the desire to get rich is a trap that plunges people into ruin and destruction. And now we come to our famous verse, chapter 6, verse 10. Paul says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Now, some of your translations will say the love of money is a root of all evil versus all kinds of evil. There's maybe some subtle differences in how you would word that. There's a little bit of ambiguity in the Greek. I don't really think that makes much of a difference in how we apply this verse. Here's what we can know from this teaching for sure. Lovers of money are godly people who are not content with food and clothing, but who use their godliness to manipulate others into enriching their own wealth. This matters because we have to be on our guard. The lovers of money are those who are playing on people's godliness in order to get rich. It's the people who say, "Send me this money and God will bless you," or "Contribute to my campaign because I'm the only one who will stand up against those worldly folks." They tout their own godliness as a way to enrich their pockets, and they are never content. And this, Paul says, is a trap that leads to destruction. How many stories of supposedly godly people getting exposed as financial exploiters have you heard? I've heard plenty. So what we know is that godliness should lead to contentment, not great financial gain, because that is, in fact, evil. Thanks for sticking with us as we talk about money one more time. I hope this is helpful to you. Would you take a minute and leave a rating or review in the Apple Podcast Store if you're listening to this there, or wherever you're listening to it? It'd be helpful if you would send one of these episodes to a friend. More and more of you are telling me that you are sharing this with friends whom I don't know personally, and that is great. That is how we will get this podcast to more people's ears, as if my friends and people who know me are sending this to people who would not otherwise hear this if it weren't for you sharing it with them. So thanks for helping people find this. It's a great help to me. I appreciate you all. We'll see you next time.